We turn now to the Gaza Strip, where violence between Israelis and Palestinians is heading into its third day. So far, 18 Palestinians, including two civilians, have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. Militants in Gaza have fired rockets into southern Israel, also causing injuries. This is the worst round of violence in the area in more than a year. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us on the line from Jerusalem. Good morning, Lulu.
Good morning.
So how did it start this time?
Well, on Friday, Israel targeted the head of the Popular Resistance Committees in Gaza. Now, this is a kind of umbrella-armed militant group that was one of the organizations responsible, if you'll remember, for the capture of soldier Gilad Shalit. More recently, Israel accuses it of orchestrating a cross-border raid from Egypt in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 8 Israelis in August, though the group never actually claimed responsibility for that attack. Israel says it was compelled to target Zuhair al-Qaisi, the head of the PRC, because he was planning another similar operation in the Sinai, and so they assassinated him on Friday. That has set off the worst violence in the region we've seen for months. Israel has launched repeated airstrikes that have so far killed 16 militants. Today, 2 civilians were killed, a young 12-year-old boy and a 60-year-old man. Over 100 rockets have been fired into Israel in retaliation, seriously wounding 1 Israeli so far. You know, some 1 million Israelis are within the range of rocket fire from Gaza, and today, schools throughout that area and Ben-Gurion University in Beersheba have been closed because of the fighting. In Gaza, the sound of Israeli planes circling overhead has people also staying indoors in fear. There are 1.6 million Palestinians inside Gaza. Most of them can't travel as Israel controls the air and sea around the strip, and both Israel and Egypt maintain tight restrictions on the land crossings.
Do you think it's likely that a ceasefire can be arranged?
Well, we certainly know Egypt is trying pretty desperately to get the groups in Gaza to agree to stop firing rockets. You know, we have to make one thing clear here. Gaza is ruled by the militant group Hamas, which has been observing an unofficial ceasefire since the Gaza war. But Israel has had to contend with the occasional rocket fire during that period by other armed groups, among them the ones targeted over the weekend, who are committed to armed resistance to Israel. Those groups are mainly Islamic Jihad and the PRC, the Popular Resistance Committees. Mm-hmm. And so far, those two groups are refusing to back down and agree to a ceasefire. Here in Israel, the government contends that Hamas, because it controls the Gaza Strip, should be held responsible for the rocket fire emanating out of there. At the start of this weekly cabinet meeting, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said Israel will, quote, act as long as necessary. So at the moment, it's really not clear when and if a ceasefire will be brokered.
Now, Israel has been using its missile defense system to intercept the incoming rockets. Does that work? How is it working?
Well, that system is called Iron Dome, and it's been touted as a game changer here in Israel. This is the first time it's really been tested in such a large-scale way, and it's worked remarkably well, people say. It's managed to strike down almost all of the rockets that were deemed a threat. You have to remember, some rockets end up falling in open areas, and part of what Iron Dome does is track and then destroy incoming projectiles that look like they will hit sensitive areas, meaning populated areas. And we've seen it do that over the past 48 hours. According to the Israeli military, 30 rockets have so far been shot down by Iron Dome, 2 of them this very afternoon over the city of Beersheba.
So thank you very much, NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Jerusalem.
You're welcome.